Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia, and this is an audio version of a book review that I have written. The book under review is by Ian H. Murray, and it's titled Evangelicalism Divided, subtitled A Record of Crucial Change in the Years 1950 to 2000. It was published by the Banner of Truth in 2000. And the book is 342 pages in length. My review of this book first appeared in the journal Faith and Mission, Volume 20, Number 2, in the spring of 2003, and it's found there on pages 124 to 125. Here now is the review. In this provocative survey of contemporary evangelicalism, primarily in the United Kingdom, Murray laments the compromise of doctrinal standards in the name of mass appeal, intellectual respectability, and the ecumenical movement. Murray contends that until the 1950s, quote, the evangelicals upon whose leadership gospel witness depended took clear positions on liberalism, end quote, page 13. He marks the beginning of this compromise with the mass evangelism efforts of Billy Graham, who subordinated doctrinal distinctions in the name of cooperation in his so-called crusades. Murray documents how this approach led to the inclusion of liberal and non-evangelical Protestants and eventually even Roman Catholics. Murray calls into question the impact of Graham's evangelistic ministry and even implies that its ultimate outcome has been the weakening of evangelicalism. Much of the focus of the book is an account of the struggles of evangelical Anglicans within the broader liberal Church of England. Murray is especially critical of those such as John Stott and J.I. Packer, who, he contends, made damaging compromises in order to remain within the larger Anglican communion. Murray's hero throughout is Martin Lloyd-Jones, who urged his fellow evangelicals to place doctrine above fellowship in his noteworthy 1966 address to the Evangelical Alliance. Murray also does not hedge in his criticism of evangelicals who have attempted to work within the bounds of academic biblical scholarship in the name of bringing so-called intellectual respectability to evangelicalism. Murray is unsparing in his criticism of evangelicals such as F.F. Bruce and I. Howard Marshall, who have labored as professed evangelicals within secular universities. The result of this engagement, in Murray's opinion, has not been the strengthening of the evangelical view of Scripture by those within the academy, but rather the weakening of it. Murray concludes, quote, where the desire to share the intellectual respectability of modern scholarship is strong, we should not be surprised if a less rigid view of Scripture soon comes to be espoused. End quote, page 210. The central thesis of Murray's book seems to be that the cause of the doctrinal drift within evangelicalism over the last 40 years has not come from threats without, but from compromise within. Evangelicals have been reluctant to acknowledge that, quote, wrong belief is as dangerous as unbelief, end quote, page 259. The result has been that, quote, the most insidious opposition to the gospel has come from within worldly churches, end quote, page 297. He maintains, quote, false teaching always brings the church into impotence and contempt, end quote, page 314. Murray laments the contemporary evangelical retreat from a passion for doctrinal purity. According to Murray, the central question that must be asked is, who is a Christian? See pages 299 to 303. Murray's work is a provocative and informative interpretation of contemporary evangelicalism. Some no doubt will be offended by his frank criticism of acknowledged evangelical leaders of the past, such as Billy Graham. Others might even see his comments as narrow and unkind. Murray anticipates this within the work itself when he writes, quote, "If a narrow sectarianism is contrary to Scripture, no less is the inclusivism which would embrace all who adopt the Christian name. If belligerence is wrong, so also is false charity," end quote, page 298. In the opinion of this reviewer, Murray's analysis cannot be accused of either belligerence or of false charity. Here ends my review. You can receive audiobook reviews and notes like this one, Word Magazine podcasts and sermons, by subscribing to Christ Reformed Baptist Church's sermon audio feed on iTunes, by searching for Christ Reformed Baptist Church. For video material, you can subscribe to the Word Magazine channel on YouTube.com. You can also find written book reviews, notes, and articles on my blog, jeffriddle.net. And you can follow me on Twitter, @Riddle1689.